Evidence and Answers begins right now.
This is Evidence and Answers radio broadcast with our host, Pat Zukeran. Pat is an author, teacher, and international speaker in the area of Christian apologetics, the defense of the Christian faith. Pastor Raleigh Kurong joins Dr. Pat Zukeran to discuss why so many students today feel exhausted, disconnected, and spiritually unsettled. This thoughtful conversation explains how Christianity honestly addresses emotional pain, and why questions are not a threat to faith, and how truth, community, and rest in Christ can restore weary hearts. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, log on at evidenceandanswers.org, and there you will find this discussion entitled Rest for the Restless. And you'll also find hundreds more podcasts that you may download or listen online. Now let's get right into the conclusion of this interesting discussion.
The reality is sometimes, and most of the time, God allows these difficulties and struggles to realize that we need to be dependent more on God and not on ourselves, not on our own strength, not on our own abilities, not on our own financial securities, but we need to trust God. And that's the bottom line.
Yeah, and you know, that leads us to the next question. You know, is it biblical to acknowledge mental health struggles? You know, I've heard a lot of sermons where people are saying, if you doubt or if you're struggling with depression, you know, you're in sin, you know?
Yes, yes.
That kind of thing. And it's like, when I read the scriptures, I see prophets and the psalmists and others struggling, you know,
absolutely,
saying, God, where are you? What is going on?
Yes.
Kind of things. I think Jeremiah suffered from depression and Elijah,
right,
and things. But you got a lot of preachers out there saying, oh, no, if you're in that, you know, you're in sin or something. So is it biblical to acknowledge that we're struggling with mental health?
I'm really focused on this particular question, Pat, because what precipitated the idea that I did this, do this research, was because of an incident here in the Philippines where a celebrity and his daughter committed suicide, which is unfortunate. But as I see the comments about the incident, and of course, you know, her dad defending her situation, but there were so many people who were condemning him, and there were many people who were, of course, you know, consoling. And so I just thought of doing this research, and as I read it, and I understand that, like you said, many biblical scholars even, they think that mental health is not supposed to be acknowledged. But I believe it is absolutely biblical to do this, to acknowledge mental health issues and struggles. Of course, you mentioned the scriptures are full of emotionally honest people. David dealt with depression and anxiety. Moses felt overwhelmed. You mentioned Elijah. He was so tired, he asked God to take his life. And Jeremiah wept. And I think the bottom line is, even Jesus in Gethsemane said, his own words said, I was overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. That is emotional exhaustion. So when people say, if you have faith, you shouldn't feel anxious or feel depressed, I think we need to remind them the faith does not remove our humanity. We're still human beings. Faith gives us strength in our humanity. Pat, God never said, hide your emotions. Instead, he invites us to bring to him Psalms 34:18 that says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. God meets us right where we are wounded. And that is, I think, the banner, the one that we should always be remembering, that God is always with us, even at the times that we are mentally struggling.
Yeah. You know, Raleigh wrote a great study, and part of the title was Rest for the Restless. What does that mean in your research and personal perspective?
Yeah, very good. The title of the thesis was Rest for the Restless, a multimedia journey of post-pandemic faith and healing. It's been a kind of a whirlwind research where we, thematic research, where we interviewed about 54 people, students, and not just students from the Philippines, also professionals all over the world that I've come in contact with. And the idea was to ask them what is the relationship between the post-pandemic experiences that they have. And the latter part of this research is to create a video which is going to be shown to them. So I'm in the process of creating that video and propose to them how this multimedia video can create a solution to whatever problems they might encounter in this post-pandemic situation. And how can this video be used so that their faith and healing can occur in their situation? So it's very fascinating because when you start thinking about reality, that this is really a sickness or really time to find some medication, some healing. We don't want to isolate mental health as okay, like in the way that we have headache or when we have pains in any part of our body, we provide medicine on them. But with the mental health, you know, there's people say, oh, you know, it's not a physical defect, but sometimes it can be related to something physical. You know, science have already stated in my research that when you don't sleep, when you have not enough sleep, then you lose the opportunity of healing the many toxins that you create out of these days that you are awake. So it's very important that you have that. So restlessness and sleeplessness can cause a physical dimension that would ruin our mental state. So we have to really deal with mental health struggles. So this is very important. When I say rest for the restless, when people are becoming tired, when people are becoming restless, when people are become anxious, they need to turn to something. Maybe it's a physical medication out of the doctors that are being also instituted by God in their mental expertise, or maybe just a simple sleep. Or maybe in my case, what I've noticed is the use of multimedia, like nice music, classical music, hearing the birds, hearing the ruffle of the leaves, seeing the natural wonders of the world, seeing the sunrise, looking at the moon. These things, I think, are essential to being able to get our rest when times that we are distressed or when we are anxious.
Yes, rest was so critical. That's why God designed the Sabbath, and he wanted us, to rest from all work, not only to bring physical healing, but emotional, spiritual, mental as well. And so this is fascinating what you bring up about multimedia arts can be a part of that healing process. So how does multimedia arts become a tool for healing in your research?
I believe that art is one of the most powerful forms of human expression. You know, many students struggle to verbalize what they need. Many of them don't want to speak. They just are, you know, feeling isolated. They just want to be on their own. You know, but they can show it through visual, sound, and storytelling. Let me tell you, Pat, there has been about two or three autistic students that have graduated in my multimedia. I'm so proud of that. I mean, if they have taken any other course, they would not have graduated. They would not have finished the course. It's a 4-year course, Dr. Pat. And with me being able to see how they can visualize, they can use the sound, they can do storytelling, it's amazing. And that's why my research integrates multimedia. When students encounter a film, animation, visual poem, or soundscape that reflects their emotional and spiritual journey, something happens. They feel seen, they feel understood, they start reflecting on their own healing process. And this is deeply biblical as well. Ephesians 2:10 says we are God's poema, which is the word for workmanship. You know, poems are actually, you know, it's a very essential word that we got, that God created us as poems. It's a very creating, liberating experience. Art mirrors God's creative and restorative work in our lives. We are God's poems. So when we live God, then we express the creative genius of God. So Ephesians 2:10.
Yeah, so give me an example of what you're talking about, or how this person might utilize multimedia as a part of the healing process. Because one of the things young people do right away is they feel anxious. They go jump on iPhone,
Right, right,
they get more anxious, or whatever, or
Absolutely.
they listen to some song that might cause them to be more disturbed, or watch some video of a beautiful singer and realize, I'm not that. I'm not her. I don't got the looks. I don't got the voice. Brings them down some more. So
Right.
tell us something, give us an example of how we can use this.
Right. The idea of multimedia arts is a bit different from the concept of social media. So multimedia is creative art. So for example, when you talk of multimedia in our classes, in our course, we have a few different lines. So for example, you can be in film development, or you can be in photography, if you like to take pictures, or if you like drawing. So this is comic art. Or if you'd like animation, and in the animation, you can have 2D animation, you can have 3D animation. So it doesn't stress them out because they're not required to work in a group, although we encourage them if they get the chance to work in a group, that's good. But many of their theses, for example, are works of their own. So many of them have comics, like for example, in the last 3 years that we have passed, we have graduated some of very functional, highly functional autistic students, which they would have not probably completed their course had they not chosen multimedia. They were able to, well, one of them created a comic strip. Another one who is inclined with Christianity draw some biblical interpretation of certain parables. And this is a journey that they experience where the output shows their handiwork and it gives them a lot of confidence. Now, when they start talking, they can talk about what they created, they can talk about what they have seen in their mind, and that is the usual concern for those people who are prone to stress or prone to anxiety. They're able to express themselves. It's a human expression, it's a very powerful form of expression. Some of them would like to just do pictures. So they would just take shots of their cell phones and they would put them all together in a collage and then they start writing about them. And so many of these are actually gifted. And creativity is there. We just need to provide them the medium, the platform. And multimedia is one of those wonderful platforms for their expression.
So it's different from like social media where they're passively receiving input. Here they're interacting and they're using their brain and they're interacting with the material that's there, engaging in the exercise of the multimedia arts. And you're saying
Absolutely.
that's what is healing to the soul and the mind.
Absolutely. That's what brings healing. It's when they are getting involved, they are becoming more active, and when they see their output, they feel productive rather than just receiving things and comparing themselves with other students. They are able to pride themselves and say, "This is my work." And they can be very expressive with what their emotions are through these various arts. Yes, absolutely.
Great. Well, an area you and I love is apologetics. And so, how can apologetics help young people dealing with anxiety and doubt?
Oh, this is a good question. I see apologetics as removing barriers that prevent people from trusting God. It's not about debate, but it's about clarity. Young people today need reasons to believe that God is real, the truth exists, and that faith is not blind. It reminded me of your last visit here in the Philippines, Dr. Pat, in September 27, I think. There were about at least 70 students from my Filipino as a Christian Leader course who attended online. Unfortunately, that particular day, the classes were suspended, so they were not able to come and join us, but they were online, and it was an opportunity to believe that God is real. Apologetics helped them stabilize a restless mind. When students understand that Christianity is historically reliable, philosophically sound, and personally meaningful, it gives them confidence. Many of the questions, I didn't get to ask all of the questions while you were there, but there were so many questions in each of them. I tried to answer them when we met in the class. But apologetics helps them separate emotional turbulence from spiritual truth, because now they're finding reasons why they have to go through all these challenges and anxieties. There is a reason that God exists. Jesus said in Mark 12:30, to love God with all our heart, soul, and mind and strength. And God welcomes both our questions and our emotions. And that is what is true for the young people today.
Yeah, and to know that the promises that God makes in the Bible, is not wishful thinking,
Absolutely.
because the Bible is real, it's true, what it teaches is true, And the God who created the universe also created the Bible. He spoke through creation, spoke through Christ, and he speaks through his word. And so, like you said, when young people realize that there is someone greater than I in control of the entire universe, I mean, that's tremendously settling to the soul.
Absolutely, that's right. So that's my goal. Although initially my focus with the Asia Christian Apologetics is all apologetics, then I realized being in the university, we need to respond to the needs of the students. And one of the basic needs they have is emotional and anxiety struggles and all those. And I think we can approach this idea of their situation. And we can answer them through the Word of God, which is the answer of all questions that people have. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Raleigh, what practical steps can young people take, to care for their mental and spiritual health?
So, in my conversations with my students, I often give this very basic six recommendations. The first one is practice silence and reflection. Many of them are able to do silence, but not really good reflecting. The silence part. They need to turn off the noise regularly, especially social media, and then they start to provide means to think and provide reflection. One of the things that has inspired me with the Charlie Kirk incident is when I found out that he really does a practice of Sabbath, which is a Friday all the way to Saturday. Now I'm beginning to do the same thing, with the family, trying to practice that one because silence and reflection is the root of our rest. The next one is we need to reconnect with community. They cannot be isolated. Healing happens when in a relationship instead of being isolated. So the third one is you need to engage scripture deeply. You need to read the Psalms and maybe read some of the verses that help us get involved in the scriptures and follow what God says and obey. So that's the third one. The fourth one is you need to seek help without fear. Well, you need counselors, you need pastors and mentors. They're part of God's provision. And for them, for the students, I offer my availability as a professor. The fifth one is the use of art for expression. This is true for especially for my multimedia artists. They draw, they write compositions, they create scripts, they create films. And there is in fact, in the next 3 months, there is our activity in the multimedia arts group. We call it Cinema Primera, which is a we've been doing this for about 4 or 5 years now. Every year there is a venue where they can create the film, and we would show them all in the whole
Wow.
Cavite area are all invited. So that's to externalize their emotion and. They're creating very, very creative expression of their lives, their thoughts, and their ideas. And lastly, you need to establish some kind of a Sabbath rhythm. In other words, rest is not an option. You have to be providing a time. Maybe it's just a time to relax your brain and not to think too much about anything. But it's a command that we take care of our well-being. Psalms 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I'm God." Stillness and being silent and being reflective is often where healing begins.
Yeah. Raleigh, there might be a person out there struggling silently today. What message would you like to share with students who may be struggling and feel alone today?
Yes, my message is simple. You're not alone. Your emotions matter, your questions matter, and God cares for you. Not when you become strong. He doesn't wait for you to become strong. But precisely when you're weak, when you're feeling weak. Many students think their struggles make them disqualified from faith. In reality, struggles are often what draws closer to God. The darkness you're facing is not the end of your story. John 1:5 says, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it because God's light is not fragile." Now, Pat, maybe for our Filipino Tagalog listeners, maybe I can address some of the students in Filipino, if I may translate some of this message. I can tell you this. Sa mga kabataan ngayon na nakikinig ng aming pag-uusap ni Dr. Pat Zukuran, gusto ko lang ipaalam sa inyo na simple lang po ang mensahe natin. Hindi kayo nag-iisa. Ang inyong mga nararamdaman ay may kahulugan sa Panginoon. mga inyong katanungan ay nagpapakita na ang Diyos ay nagmamahal sa inyo. Marami sa ating mga estudyante na nawawala sa kanilang pananampalataya. Ngunit paalala lang sa lahat na ang kadakilaan ng Panginoon, ang liwanag ng Panginoon ay nasa atin. Yun lamang po at sana ay magpatuloy kayo sa inyong pagtiwala sa Panginoon. Huwag kayong mawawalan ng pag-asa. So Pat, I just told them not to be hopeless and I told them not to lose hope because the message for the students is to trust in God in the time of darkness because God is light and it's not fragile.
Yeah, so Raleigh, you know, in all your research, what do you hope to contribute not only to Filipino youth, but
yes, absolutely.
To youth worldwide who may be listening and watching us here on the internet?
Yes, I hope this research, you know, Pat, becomes a bridge between faith and mental health, you know, between the church and the youth, between emotional honesty and spiritual truth. Through multimedia expression, I want to give young people a safe space to reflect, to kind of breathe and to rediscover God's presence in their story. And I hope that the church sees generation not as problematic, you know, but as a generation longing for compassion, generation longing for understanding, a generation longing for authenticity. You know, Pat, if my research helps even a few students find rest in Christ, then it has fulfilled its purpose. That is my main goal.
Yes. You didn't know Charlie Kirk was coming out with a book on the Sabbath.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Yeah.
Yeah, he has a book out. I think his wife published his work on it, and it's a bestseller already, just came
wow.
out. But I think
good to
you're
know.
Hitting, yeah, the importance, really, once again, of finding rest. And it's only going to come through Christ and through his word. Jesus said, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free.
Awesome.
Well, it's the truth that sets you free from the false ideologies and the false standards you're trying to live up to and the false promises of the culture. And so that's what you and I are part of the engagement and spiritual battle we have here in apologetics, bringing light into the darkness and exposing the false reality of these false ideas that young people are buying into.
Absolutely. And I'm so excited. You know, when I release this research out, I would be happy to share with you all the insights that we have seen, including the actual video that we've created. So we will continue relaying our message of hope to as many people. And thank you, Dr. Pat, for this wonderful opportunity of being in your show.
Yeah, you've been listening to Pastor Raleigh Curong. He's the founder of Asian Christian Apologetics Institute, based there in Manila in the Philippines, a great partner of us here at Evidence and Answers. Raleigh, if people want more information on the Asian Christian Apologetics Institute and you and the work that you're doing and where you're speaking, where can they get more information on you from?
Yes, definitely. You can check out our website, Asia Christian Apologetics Institute. You can check out our Facebook, which is also Asia Christian Apologetics Institute. There are some of the YouTube videos that I've done in the past. Also, in Asia Christian Apologetics Institute, you can also call me on my mobile phone, 0967-562-1276. Again, 0967-562-1276. If you want me to speak in your church or if you want me to teach in the university or some opportunities, I can talk about faith, about healing, about mental health issues, and about apologetics as a rule. Dr. Pat and I have been partnering with the opportunities of preaching the apologetics in here in the Philippines. So it will be a pleasure to meet with you guys.
Yes, and you can also engage with Raleigh on the internet. He is quite the master of multimedia here. So we listen to our interview here on Evidence and Answers with Pastor Raleigh Curong, founder of the Asian Christian Apologetics Institute. So Raleigh, thanks for addressing this important issue here on Evidence and Answers.
My pleasure, Pat, all the time.
Has come to a close. Be sure to join us again here on Evidence and Answers. Our goal is to bring you the love of Christ and to equip you in your faith to always be ready to give a response. If you would like to hold an apologetics conference or series of teachings at your facility, contact Pat by calling him in Hawaii. That number there is 483-0586. Or email him through the Evidence and Answers website. That's evidenceandanswers.org. Be sure to browse through our listing of topics on our site. We have everything from atheism to Zen Buddhism. You will also find articles and additional audio for you to listen to or download. An additional location to find Pat's messages is on YouTube. Look up Evidence and Answers and hit that subscribe button. To keep quality broadcasts like Pat's on the air, we rely on generous financial support from you, our listeners. Donating is simple. Once again, log on at evidenceandanswers.org. Evidence and Answers is grateful for one of our sponsors, the Honolulu Christian Church. If you don't have a home church and are looking for a great place to grow in your faith, check out the Honolulu Christian Church. For service times, log in at honoluluchristian.org. Join us again next time on the air or online as we provide compelling reasons for faith in Christ. That's Evidence and Answers with Pat Zukeran.